You know what, Bing? Oh, here it is. Ford Motor Company has said that it will be the first major car maker to install an emergency trunk release as a standard feature on a wide range of cars. All Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury cars sold in the United States and Canada will include this feature, according to Ford Vice President Ken Kors. And he said this at the New York Auto Show on Tuesday. We want to get Ted Bell on the line very quickly from the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. Ted, I know that I caught you in your car. How you doing tonight?
Feeling really good.
Did you see this news?
I did see the news. As a matter of fact, Phil, I heard it over the I heard it on the radio. Well, my wife and I were driving to dinner earlier this evening, and let me tell you something. Hooray for the Ford Motor Company, and hooray for a variety of car manufacturers that are considering this, because it is so vitally, vitally important. And there have been a lot of injuries. There have been an awful lot of people who have, in some instances, some people who've lost their lives as a result of this.
Why do we need this? In other words, a release on the trunk of the car so that I'm assuming people can get out.
Absolutely, Phil. This is a problem that has been longstanding for a number of years, and it started in the rental car business, and really that's where we have seen and we have tracked this. Our organization and other organizations have tracked this, and we have seen this over the period of, I'd say, about the last 6 or 7 years, really get worse than it should have. The problem being, Phil, in the rental car business, you have an awful lot of very tired, very, very disoriented travelers. And again, when it's striking the rental car business, I think that's the rental car companies are taking a hit in the pocketbook, and that's why they probably started to put their heads together with the auto manufacturers.
Well, what is going on?
Well, really what's going on is simply this. You've got an awful lot of disoriented business travelers out there. You have a lot of men and women who are traveling long distances. When they get off of an airplane, they are jet lagged. They are tired. And I got to admit to you, Phil, I've done this twice myself. And when you get over to the rental car lot, or you get to your own car, all right, and you open up that trunk, you put the bags in, and what we have seen in about 5 different instances in the last month alone, and this happened at Miami International Airport and right out here at LAX, and I know a couple of the people who work in the rental car business over there at LAX. We had a man was disoriented, put his bag in the trunk of the car, put his suitcase into the trunk of the car, put his briefcase in, and because he was so disoriented, then he got in and he closed the trunk behind him. And you can well imagine this poor man. I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
God, you're kidding me.
No, and I know that it sounds ridiculous, and I know that a lot of people it might sound funny, but it is not funny when you're locked in the trunk of a car, and you don't. The next minute, how did I get here? And I'll tell you something, Phil. At the risk of being laughed at, it happened to me.
And you got into the trunk of your own car.
I spent 4 hours in the back of my BMW. And it was, while it sounds funny to you, it was 4 of the most frightening hours of my life. And I was banging on the trunk. I was screaming. I was trying to get attention. And I will say this, thank God that there was a woman who actually saw me do it. And she went and got some help. And I will tell you, Phil,
hold on, because I'm losing you here, okay?
All right.
You were so disoriented, you got off an airplane, you were jet lagged.
I've gotten back to LAX, that's right.
And you got into the trunk of a car.
I got into my own trunk, yeah.
And it took 4 hours to get you out, but a woman saw you do it?
Yeah, she went to get help.
Why did it take her 4 hours to get help?
Well, she was elderly. And I'll tell you something, my Beamer is very comfortable, so there was even less room in the trunk, okay? Because I've got it's a convertible, I should say, so there was even less room in the trunk, so I was squeezed in.
And the woman saw you get in?
Yeah, she said she saw me get in. She saw me step into the trunk of my car, close the thing, and then she, thank God, she went and got help.
It took her 4 freaking hours?
Forget about that, will you? She got me out, for Christ's sake. I got a tire iron jabbing me in the ass for 4 hours. It sucked. But I will tell you this much. Thank God Ford's got this.
So you're telling me that Ford's got a trunk release for disoriented and jet-lagged businessmen who crawl into the trunk of their own cars and close it behind them?
Yeah. What about it?
And you did this?
I did it.
Well, how did you while away the time?
Well, I sucked my thumb. basically.
Great. Okay, I'm glad you're all right.
Are you sure?
Not really.
Problem is, who buys Fords? Just kidding.